Good day and welcome. This is your host, Pastor Godofredo M. Bartolome, and we are going to summarize now what we have learned from part 1 to part 5 of the work of God. And of course, it will not stop from this point, but will be the very foundation of our study in our Bible. Okay? Now, of course, as we can see now, there are in the figure on the screen, the Father, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father and of Christ, and the only begotten Son, and the Holy Scripture of truth, and all of creation. Because this is what is in all of reality. Now, as the scripture says, which we have mentioned that before, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God. What is that work? That ye believe on him whom he had sent. Whom he had sent. Actually, the on here is in Greek. It means into. Meaning in and to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, next, of course, is what is the work of the Holy Spirit? Of course, he will agree with the work of the Father. That's why the Holy Spirit will, it says here, no? On verse 9, of sin because they believe not on him. Now, the Holy Spirit will reprove the world. He will reprove the world in terms of sin. Why? Because they did not believe on him whom he had sent. And this is the very sin of the world. They did not trust, they did not rely, and they did not adhere. O meaning, yung adhere dyan is hindi sila sumang-ayon, sumama, o kumapit. No? Hindi na sinang-ayunan ang Panginoong Hesukristo. So therefore, kasalanan yun. It is a sin not to believe the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a sin of disobedience. It is a sin of disbelief. It is a sin of not trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. And in effect, we did not obey the Father. We did not honor the Father in that effect. That's why, again, we can see in the Holy Scripture, it declares that, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing ye might have life through his name. So again, it's mentioned that ye might believe, and by believing continues. It's not just for a moment. Once we trust him all the days of our life, up and down. We are blessed with life and everything that goes within the world. So of course, we don't put our trust in this world. We put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. That's why the Lord Jesus himself will do the work of God. That's why he said in John chapter 14 verse 1, I go to prepare a place. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. So therefore, he is asserting to believe in God. Because if we believe in God, we will believe to whom he had sent. If we trust the Father, we will trust the Son. If we will rely or and adhere to the Father, we will rely and adhere to the Son, because the Son is the very center. That's why it is Christocentric, Christ-centered. Our life, our faith, our belief, everything that is within us, spirit, soul, and body, must be Christ-centered, because this is the work of God. Now, the rest, if we study about His love, about the covenant and everything, no, His ad intra and ad extra, and the decision or commitment of everyone, either he is with Christ or against Christ. So the totality of focus that the Bible, that the Father and the Holy Spirit is bringing us, all of creation is bringing us to Christ, because Christ is our Savior, our eternal life, our all and in all. So thank you, and see you again in our next topic. Our main topic is all of reality.